May we be helped to commence the worship of God this morning by singing hymn number 1003 to the tune Southwell 239. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do his will. Oh, send thy spirit down to write thy law upon my heart, nor let my tongue indulge deceit, nor act the liar's part. Hymn number 1003.
Thank you. May the Lord help us now in reading from his holy word. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. Proverbs, chapter 16. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favour is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboureth, laboureth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbour and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and may he in mercy help and teach us to pray. O thou ever gracious and ever merciful and long-suffering Lord God, thou who sittest above, thou who dwellest between the cherubims, O, we do beseech thee that thou wilt shine forth, and that thou wilt in thy mercy lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou seest us even here as we are gathered together to worship thee. O thou who art in heaven, O that thou wouldest so quicken us by thy Spirit, that we may worship thee aright, in spirit and in truth. And Lord, thou knowest those who may feel who their case is so like the psalmist found it was with him. My soul cleaveth to the dust. No, Lord, how we mourn and prove it to be so, that we of ourselves are of the earth earthy, and our thoughts can neither fly nor go to reach eternal joys. So, Lord, our cry is, quicken thou me according to thy word. Oh, that thou, Lord, wouldest in mercy grant that gracious quickening influence within, not only to this poor sinner who has is before thee and the people, but, Lord, to each one, those who hear. Oh, grant, Lord, that by thy Spirit thou wilt grant that hearing ear. Lord, how thou didst tell in thy word, thou didst exhort, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. O, grant that hearing ear, O Lord, to all thy dear people, and thy dear servants so need it, Lord, that they might be granted thy word, that they may discern and know by that which thou shalt impart, Lord, so that it might be made unto thee a blessing indeed. So we come again, O Lord, into thy courts. We would come, Lord, with that right thanksgiving, that still, Lord, thou hast lengthened out unto us the brittle thread of our life, and still, Lord, thou hast lengthened out unto us the days of tranquility, though there is much confusion and tumult in this sinful dying world. Yet, Lord, thou dost still preserve to us the privilege, the means of grace, none daring lawfully as yet to make us afraid. O Lord, may we indeed prize these means. And now, Lord, as we are found once more in thine earthly courts, may it please thee to come and draw near and to go with us, and that thou make thyself known through the lattice of thy precious word. And remember this cause of truth, O Lord, we do pray thee. Thou hast maintained a people and a church here for so many years. And Lord, thou hast through those years granted those godly faithful men to preach the word. And Lord, there are those of thy dear people who have been gathered safely into heaven above. Lord, thou knowest now all things that concern them as a church and as a people. And O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt yet make manifest thy work amongst them, and that, Lord, thou wilt get to thyself honour and praise, and that there may be those needy souls shall be favoured and granted those supplies of grace. Lord, thou knowest how each one have come even this morning. Lord, in mercy do thou grant a portion, a token, or even a crumb from the Master's table. So, Lord, we do seek thy blessing. And, Lord, remember thy people then here and their dear pastor. Lord, thou knowest those things that thou hast laid upon him, and no doubt the effect it has upon him in not only in spirit, but in mind and body too. Lord, we would acknowledge thy mercy in strengthening him thus far after that which has been done, Lord, to relieve those symptoms of pain and affliction. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt, it could please thee, grant that further strengthening, and yet more than this, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt fulfil thy gracious promises, and that thou wilt help him still to preach thy word, and that it may be blessed abundantly, not only here but wherever he labours. We ask that thou wilt be with him this day, and that thou wilt bless thy word there, to the cause there. Lord, thou hast removed a pillar from amongst them into the Bethesda home. Lord, thou knowest how their dear aged pastor feels and his many prayers, Lord, for that cause there. Oh, we pray that thou wilt appear. And so, Lord, do be with thy dear servant this day from here, and bless his word, his labour amongst them. and bring him home at the appointed time. And, O Lord, we pray for each burden bearer. We pray, Lord, for the deacons, that thou wilt uphold them and help them and bless the hymns, Lord. And, O Lord, do grant all needed grace in these things. And, Lord, we would commend unto thee thy servant who has gone forth once more, and we pray that thou wilt bless his labours in thy name and be with him and continue, Lord, to grant him all needed help. And Lord, we pray for the wives and families of those who have those things to fulfil in thy cause. Thou knowest, Lord, the pathway that they walk. And, Lord, we do in desire in love to commend them unto thee. And pray, Lord, that thou'lt keep the adversary at bay when there are those times, even when our own spirit in league with that adversary may say, well, look at the lot of those who are called to serve thee. And Lord, look at the lot of their loved ones. Gracious Lord, oh, do thou in thy mercy raise up that defence. And Lord, do grant thy gracious help and sanctifying grace, so that, Lord, there may be yet, and, Lord, we believe there has been those times when there has been that acknowledgement of thy gracious help in the midst of much tribulation. Lord, look down from heaven, thy dwelling place, and, O Lord, do thou yet send forth thy gracious spirit, Lord, and that by the Lord Jesus Christ there shall be those arrows sent forth that shall bring poor sinners into subjection to the reign of grace. Lord, look down from heaven upon thy Zion everywhere, and do, Lord, yet grant that there shall be those trophies of thy grace that shall be brought forth and made manifest, and that there shall be that glory given to thee, that this is the fulfilment of that work of grace in poor sinners' hearts. O Lord, do look down from heaven and remember thy people everywhere. And, O Lord, that there might yet be those signs following, those tokens of thy blessing, of thy favour. Lord, remember thy one church, Lord, and we would be helped and we seek prayer for those who meet in and under the threat of persecutions. And, Lord, may it please thee, as thou dost, that these things will only serve, Lord, in thy gracious hand, to cause thy work to take root deeper still, and that there shall be those witnesses helped from above to defend thy noble name and cause. O Lord, we pray then that thou wilt so overrule the oppositions of Satan and wicked men, and that thy kingdom shall come, and thy will shall be done, and that precious souls shall be brought in and planted in the mountain of thine inheritance. Lord, remember us in all things. Have mercy upon this guilty land of ours. O God, what can we say? Our hearts are grieved. And Lord, it is true. We find it is being fulfilled, that thy word is so true, even today. Lord, do we not, thou knowest, whether we do, sigh and cry for the abominations that are done in the land. O God, our help in ages past. Oh, that thou wilt still be our hope for years to come, and that thou wilt yet bring down the bastions of evil, that thou, Lord, wilt bring to nothing the further designs of evil men and women. O Lord, have mercy upon us. We do pray thee. And yet, Lord, help us with a right spirit to pray for those in authority over us. Lord, could it please thee to have mercy upon them? Oh, if it could please thee to deal with even one here and another there, and open their eyes and their hearts to see things in the light of thy countenance. Oh, then do, Lord, have mercy upon us. And remember all, Lord, whom we would and should pray for. We think, Lord, of bereaved ones. Lord, thou knowest the mourning, the sorrow. Do comfort each one. And, Lord, do grant that through these things thou wilt speak to the living, and that there may be yet those who shall be brought to a stand to consider their ways in the light of an ever-ending eternity. O Lord, we pray then that thou wilt sanctify thy bereaving hand. And O Lord, help us also to bear unto thee the afflicted. And we think especially of those in their old age and much weakness. Lord, do remember them. Lord, do strengthen them by that might in the inner man, though the outward man perish. But may they be favoured to prove the inner man is renewed day by day. Lord, have mercy upon all afflicted and some younger in years. Lord, may it please thee yet to appear and to grant thy healing mercy, if it can please thee. But, O Lord, we do pray that there may yet be that voice of testimony. Oh, if it could please thee, that there may be those brought to declare, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. O Lord, thou knowest each one. Lord, thou seest those things that are not perceived by the outward appearance. Lord, do help each with their infirmities. Help each to take them and to seek to plead for thy upholding mercy. So look down from heaven, we pray. And then, O Lord, we would bear unto thee our younger friends, the young people, the children, and the little ones. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt put thine arms, thy protecting arms about them, that thou wilt defend them from those many dangers that abound on every hand. And Lord, also from those hidden snares. And O Lord, as we each need thee to deliver us from those enemies within, Lord, have mercy upon each. But oh, that thou wouldest impart to the dear younger friends in their youth thy tender fear, and that they shall begin to seek after the Lord God of their fathers. Lord, do hear prayer, do preserve them, do bless them, especially as they come into thy house. O Lord, may there be that finding, that ears of corn, the gleaning in the gospel field. And remember those, Lord, bearing the heat and burden of the day, the many cares of this life. O Lord, how they threaten, and they do at times seem to choke the very word. And nothing, there seems to be no life in the many cares that deaden our soul and the concerns of our life. O Lord, in thy mercy do take these things away, put them in their right place for us, and do, Lord, grant to each one that help to cast their burden upon the Lord. O look down from heaven, have mercy, O God, we pray. And so we ask thy mercy upon each. And Lord, thou knowest there may be some with a particular matter that they have come with, Lord, into thy courts. Oh, do send, Lord, down thy word from heaven, that there might be that answer, as it were, to their need. And now, Lord, do come. Oh, might it please thee to come by thy Spirit, and that we might know thy presence, Lord Jesus, in our hearts and in the midst. And do, Lord, forgive all that thou seest amiss. Oh, do cleanse us, wash us in thy precious blood, and wash us clean from every sin. And, O Lord, that we may be found accepted in the Beloved, that thou wilt look upon the blood, that thou wilt pass over our guilty soul, because there is the precious sin atoning blood that hides and blots out all our transgressions. Lord, do then forgive, and make up in giving where I fail in asking, as we do desire to ask all, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
If the Lord will, our pastor is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day. Next Lord's Day, we hope to hold our monthly collection. God willing, a scripture teaching will be held on Friday evening. May we now be helped to continue by singing hymn number 708 to the tune Farningham 141. I'll read the first two verses and we'll commence to sing at verse 3. As when a child secure of harms hangs at the mother's breast, safe folded in her anxious arms receiving food and rest. And while through many a painful path the travelling parent speeds, The fearless babe with passive faith lies still and yet proceeds. Hymn number 708, commencing at verse 3.
in much need of the help of God by and through the Holy Spirit. I venture now to direct your thoughts and attention to the word which is found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, reading verse 9. Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. It certainly would be a wonderful thing if this truth should apply to each of us here this morning. For this really speaks of those to whom the Lord will make known his favour. It is a solemn truth that the wicked, those who have no hope in God, no trust in God, no desire after God, are fast hastening on in that broad road, the broad way that leadeth to destruction. And, oh dear friends, how many there are ever hastening on to eternal destruction. But, dear friends, there is this little word but in the middle of this verse. And what a mercy if the Lord has brought this but into your life and mine. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. The psalmist said, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And when the word speaks like that, it does not mean that such people are good in themselves, but it means those who have been granted the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And their steps are indeed ordered by the Lord. And how we need these great blessings. Oh, we need these great blessings. And they are great blessings. So may the Lord in mercy grant his gracious help. These words really followed when the lines of the first hymn that we have sung came very strongly to my heart. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that the Lord would grant me grace to know and do his will. And this word then followed, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now it is solemnly true that the opening word here is true of every one that is born into this world. Though some might perhaps be more distinctive in their behaviour than others, but how there is this within us that we seek to devise, that is, to work out, to plan, to think about, to work out, to desire our way. And there is a need be in a natural sense. We do need some sense of purpose. We need some object in view. It is very sad indeed when, as it does happen, that there are some who fall into such a low place and despair and dejection and hopelessness that there is no desire or enabling to go on in life's path. And of course, without any hope in God, there are those who come to a point where they feel matters are so hopeless that they even some attempt to end their life. But, dear friends, it will be a mercy, even in those instances, if there is a but. If there is a but, the Lord. And we have the example in our hymn book of dear Cowper and how he was brought to prove that he could not, in his despair, he could not end his life. He ordered a carriage to drive him round to a certain spot, but they never could find it. And you see here, dear friends, even in that way, the Lord has mercy. And he had mercy upon dear Cowper. And we have the legacy from his pen of these wonderful lines that so many have sung so many times. And again, we may find encouragement in them, whichever verse or couplet of the hymn it might be. But I just read that first verse. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. But the Lord directeth his steps. And dear Cowper found that the Lord directed his steps to safety in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I had not thought of this word being opened up in that way. But, oh, how solemnly it is true, a man's heart, a person's heart, a child's heart, devises, plans out, thinks ahead, deviseth his way. And no doubt we each have things, even in the year that is we are now have been brought to, 2018. And perhaps there are things we are hoping and expecting we shall do later in this year. And so we have been devising our way. But I had one thought I felt I would mention, and that is an example of how the Lord, in a solemnity, does frustrate the designs of evil men and women. And what do we have in the book of Genesis but where man tried to devise his way to heaven? Oh, you see, this spirit was in the earth so long ago, after the flood, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Oh, what plans those people had so long ago. They thought they would build a city and a tower whose top would reach to heaven. But, dear friends, how the Lord frustrated them. The Lord prevented them. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord had other thoughts. The Lord's thoughts were not their thoughts, and he brought it to nothing. And we are still living today, and as we each have proved in our school days, there are other languages which we are sometimes made to learn, and how difficult we find it, some of us. Now there's a proof that God's ways are not man's ways. No, dear friends, how often they are much higher ways. And the Lord spoke thus, didn't he, in that wonderful word, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Oh, doesn't it cause us to tremble? When I hear that word, it causes me to tremble, wondering whether there's something I've been thinking about and trying to work out and trying to plan, and yet it's not going to be what the Lord's thoughts are. Oh, it does make me tremble, does it you? And the Lord said, if I might turn to it, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But dear friends, he doesn't leave his dear people to nothing. He brought those wicked men in the days of the Tower of Babel to nothing. But as I have indicated, I believe this word here speaks to those to whom the Lord has a favour. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, just a further thought, you and I may say, well, what has the story of the men at the time of the Tower of Babel, what does that have to do with us? You might think, well, what has that got to do with me? I'm not trying to build a tower. I'm not trying to build a tower that reaches to heaven. But, dear friends, oh, how deceitful are our hearts. And it may be that within us we are trying to do something that we think will put us on the road to heaven. And there are thousands upon thousands who have tried that way. And if you think, even today, there are those who separate themselves in that way as monks and nuns, and go into those institutions, monasteries and so on, convents. And they think that they're going to get nearer to God. So the same spirit still dwells in man, that we think, left to ourselves, we think we'll find a way to heaven. Well, the Lord sees right into our hearts. And, oh dear friends, there are these dangers, because our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The dear prophet acknowledged that. A godly man was brought to confess that. And who can know our heart? He said, who can know it? Yet, dear friends, what a mercy if the Lord has come into our path, into our life. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, it may not be with all a seeking of our own way to heaven. There are some who are determined to go on in that downward course. And theirs, in a sense, is a very different case. But in either case, dear friends, it will certainly be our eternal mercy if God puts his hand upon us. And the hymn writer speaks of those who were pursuing that downward path in the pleasures and fulfillment of the desires of their own heart, in going further and further away from God. When lower and lower we every day fell, he stretched forth his power and snatched us from hell. Oh, a man's heart deviseth his way. And dear friends, so it is solemnly true. There are those who have said, we will not have this man to reign over us. And they have turned away from all semblance, all kind of anything to do with God. But the Lord has had his own purpose of love, even to such. But the Lord directeth his steps. Now, how is it and how is this fulfilled? How does the Lord do these things? But the Lord directeth his steps. Well, there may be those matters, I know, in providence. But I am, for the moment at least, I'm thinking more of those things concerning our soul. And oh dear friends, God sees just where we are, which direction we are in, what way we are in. What a mercy if the Lord intervenes. And we have one of the hymn writers says, gives us that view in a few words. If I could turn to it, maybe I cannot find it, but there is the hymn that says, the appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace to change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. But the Lord directeth his steps. Oh, dear friends, how many there are who have been so thankful when the Lord has come and turned them round. Think of Saul of Tarsus, There he was on the road to Damascus, and he had those evil intentions in his heart, though he didn't perhaps see it that way. But he was going to do what he could against those who loved the name of Jesus. And you see, his heart was devising his way. He had letters from the high priest. He had everything to hand to carry on hailing men and women to prison, people who preached the name of Jesus, people who feared and loved the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord intervened. The Lord came. The Lord shone by that great light from heaven and brought Saul to the ground. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Oh, dear friends, what a redirection of Paul's steps were given there, turning him from the way of darkness into that way of the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And he, trembling and astonished, cried, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Oh, friends, but the Lord directeth his steps. It brings an inquiry when the Lord takes hold of a sinner. It brings an inquiry. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? What a different outlook now. What a different concern now. And it's in the language of that hymn that we began this service with. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that the Lord would grant me grace to know and do his will. So that cry, in whatever form it may be, in substance, is a cry of a sinner who has been arrested, who has been stopped in their mad career. And the Lord is begun his everlasting love. But the Lord directeth his steps. And so Saul of Tarsus received that particular direction. Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Oh, have you had to come, as it were, to the city of God? Do you have to come now into God's house with a much different inquiry in your heart than you used to? Oh, you may not. Some of us didn't kick as much as others against coming to chapel. And that tries me sometimes, because I never did rebel outwardly against coming to the house of God. But there was not always that desire. There was not always that seeking for something from the service. But do you have to come now? Do you have to come with a who can tell if the Lord will be gracious? But the Lord directeth his steps. Oh, what a mercy then. The Lord directeth. And is that your desire? You know something of your wandering heart. Have you perhaps had to come with the hymn writer, prone to wander? Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. but the Lord directeth his steps. But how the Lord so sovereignly brings this to pass. The Lord directeth. And sometimes it is by a drawing power. Oh, I felt I must bring this before you. Jeremiah was so sweetly enabled to say, "The Lord hath appeared unto me of old, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Now that will bring about a change. A man's heart deviseth his way, drawn after the pleasures of this life, drawn after the ambitions, the things that we would like to do, the things that we would like to be. But dear friends, how many have had to prove that it has not been the Lord's will, and they've had presently to be so thankful. Some of the ministers that we used to have, some of them used to tell of the things that they thought they were going to do in their life. But the Lord had his own sovereign thoughts and changed their path. Oh, how the Lord. And I believe there are those instances in our own lives where the Lord put his hand upon us. And sometimes it is through affliction. A man's heart deviseth his way, but then some sore affliction is laid. All that brings about a stop, a change, and there can't be that going on now in that which was planned. Affliction brings its restraining hand, and the Lord begins to speak through affliction. Oh, that is a mercy. Though it is painful for our flesh, but the Lord says in his word, "I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction." But the Lord directeth his steps. Oh, there is a path of affliction that for a season, or as long as the Lord has purposed, must be walked in. And our nature shrinks, and we would not wish it to be so. But when we prove the Lord's blessing and the Lord's smile upon our poor soul, then we are made willing. Then we are ready to say with those in God's word, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted. It is good for me." But the Lord directeth his steps. Well, I began to say about being drawn. Now, this is a very precious truth, that the Lord begins to draw his people out of that way that they were so intent on going, out of that way that was pleasing to self, out of that way where we thought we were going to prosper and be somebody and have a name in this world. And yet the Lord has begun to draw the heart from these things. And we have had to say, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." Now, what does the Lord draw his people with? Well, that word that I've quoted. It is his everlasting love. Oh, friends, to have that precious love of the Lord Jesus Christ will indeed make us move our feet. It will move our steps that we might know more, that we might do that which is pleasing to him, that we may be near to him. And what a wonder if we are so brought into a place where we have no more strength of our own, no more wisdom of our own, and we are brought even to this, as the word of God speaks of it. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Oh, dear friends, this is to know the Lord directing our steps, to lean upon him. Have you had that brought about in your life, that you have had to desire at least that you might lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Another of our hymn writers says this: when a sense of sin and thrall forced me to the sinner's friend, he engaged to manage all. By the way and to the end, the Lord directeth his steps. And there is that desire that there might be that leaning. And dear friends, as we go on, if we are in that way, the right way, the narrow way, oh, do you find that your own strength and wisdom, it's less, you can't trust in self now. Oh, you can't trust in self now. Oh, you need something, you need someone. You need one upon whom you can lean, because no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. And oh, how sadly we prove, the native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. But oh, dear friends, there is this one, and our steps are drawn to him. Our needy souls are drawn by irresistible love to Christ. For help I fly, the friend of sinners lost, a refuge sweet and sure and nigh, and there is all my trust. But the Lord directeth his steps. So, dear friends, have we known something of this? We come to the house of God. We meet with the Lord's people. But our desire is that we might see Jesus. The Lord directeth his steps. Oh, friends, when we have a burden, when sin is a burden to us, there is only one place which will be of any good to us, and that is the cross. And that line comes in: to his cross directs our faith. Oh, we so... with this burden of sin, oh, we shall seek to hasten. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. This will be our cry. Oh, is it your cry? Have you, with regard to the services this day, gathering in the house of God. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. What a desire. And dear Job, though so tried, oh, he could not seem to find his God. He looked behind, he looked on the left hand, he looked on the right hand, he looked everywhere. And yet, the comfort that was given to him was this: but he knoweth the way that I take. But he knoweth. Oh, dear friends, and there was more than that, wasn't there? A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, the Lord directed Job in that particular way there, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The Lord directeth his steps in the trial of faith. And dear friends, what a trial that is. Sometimes it's so severe, it seems as though everything is burned up. But dear friends, the Lord is still directing, and the Lord is still watching, and the Lord is still leading. And as dear Peter puts it, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friends, the Lord is watching over the trial, and he is directing even in it your steps to the appearing of Jesus Christ. And in a sense, that gathers up the whole of a child of God's path. It gathers it all up, that the Lord directeth his steps through all the tribulation, and there is that end in view. We shall, I sometimes find my mind does not give me what I feel I need to express, but we shall and we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, friends, this is the way the Lord directeth his steps. We shall, through much tribulation, and there is that spoken by, through the vision granted to the Apostle John. What are these? What are these? He saw those in heaven, those who were arrayed in white robes and with palms in their hands in glory. What are these? And whence came they? And he said, Sir, thou knowest. And the answer was, these are they which came out of much tribulation, of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, then, if you have a burden, this burden of sin, the Lord directs you to his cross, and there you are shown the view of Jesus and his precious blood, the fountain opened for sin and uncleanness. The Lord directeth his steps. And to our wandering view reveal the secret love of God. Dear friends, if we are left to devise our own way, we'll never find the secret. We'll never find this precious secret. But there is that very simple and blessed word in the psalm. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show to them his covenant, that covenant of blood. All that was settled and sealed by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And he directs his people to behold that secret love of God and of Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit. Well, I must leave that with you now. Oh, that the Lord would bless his word. Amen.
May we be helped to conclude our worship this morning by singing hymn number 1119 to the tune Saint Mabin 650. Jesus, thou almighty Saviour, prostrate at thy feet I lie, humbly I entreat thy favour, condescend to hear my cry. Gracious Saviour, never leave me while my toils and conflicts last. To thy kind embrace receive me when the storms of life are past. Hymn number 1119.
Gracious God, in thy mercy do pardon and blot out anything that has not been of thee. But, Lord, do bless thine own word, and may we be found the favoured subjects of it. But the Lord directeth even my steps. Lord, do take us each to our homes in peace and in safety, and grant, Lord, thy help to gather us together at the evening hour. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.